Tonight, hackers steal over 2 million in bitcoins. On Facebook, it's more than just male and female. And where do we start with the Comcast-Time Warner merger? Tech News Tonight is next.
This is TWiT.
This is Tech News Tonight, episode 24, for Thursday, February 13th, 2014. This episode of Tech News Tonight is brought to you by 99 Designs, which connects businesses seeking quality, affordable designs with a community of more than 270,000 graphic designers. Visit 99designs.com/TN2 and receive a free Power Pack upgrade valued at $99. I'm Sarah Lane, and let's get right to the tech feed. Silk Road, an online black market, perhaps known best for illegal drug trading, was shut down by the FBI last October, but it wasn't long before Silk Road 2 popped up in its place. Today, a moderator known as DEFCON claims that the site was hacked and accounts were wiped out, which totaled 2.7 million in Bitcoin losses. The hack takes advantage of the transaction malleability bug we covered earlier this week that caused temporary freezers at Mt. Gox and Bitstamp. In this case, six vendors allegedly colluded to exploit the system by ordering from one another and then submitting circular refund requests. System ended up melting down. Silk Road 2 admins have implemented strict new security protocols that will make future transactions more difficult and will no longer hold funds in escrow. Facebook will now offer a variety of gender identifiers, according to a post on Facebook's diversity page, which no longer limits gender to male or female. Previously, the only solution was to let a user opt out of showing sex at all on their profile. Facebook users now have a third option called custom in the gender dropdown, where users can enter custom descriptors or select from provided descriptive terms from a large number of suggestions. Users can also select the related pronoun they would like to be referred to, him, her, or the new them. Cable companies Comcast, Time Warner, and Charter, plus Google and Microsoft, are expected to announce a new coalition called Wi-Fi Forward. The companies have already all called on the U.S. government independently to release more spectrum for unlicensed uses and increase the allocation of airwaves that make Wi-Fi possible, which potentially poses an issue for carriers like Verizon and AT&T, which both take advantage of limited Wi-Fi to sell data plans. Cisco Systems puts 57% of all mobile data traffic in North America currently used by Wi-Fi, with an increase to 64% by 2018, which, of course, the Wi-Fi Forward allowance claims will require that spectrum. For Google and Microsoft, improving internet access through Wi-Fi allows more users to access their online services and, of course, drives more ad revenue. All new Uber drivers in U.S. cities must now undergo federal and county background checks, the company has announced in a blog post. The new checks will also be run on current Uber drivers who need to be cleared against federal and county criminal databases. Uber says the multi-state criminal database just isn't good enough when it comes to identifying criminal records. Back on New Year's Eve, an UberX driver hit and killed a six-year-old child. Uber's official statement on that incident was that the driver in question was, quote, not providing services on the Uber system during the time of the accident. Well, coming up, robots inspired to build without being told what to do, and it has something to do with termites. And next, we have Jason Snell from IDG Consumer here to talk about the Comcast Time Warner merger. But first, let's take a moment to thank 99 Designs for sponsoring this episode of Tech News Tonight. If you need a new great design for a new logo or a mobile app or a t-shirt, anything graphic, you'll find the right designer for your project at 99 Designs. Just go to 99designs.com with your idea, what you need, and dozens of designers from that community will submit designs created just for you. Give them some feedback, they'll refine their designs, and then you select and pay only for the one you like the best. Start your next graphic design project for as low as $199. Plus, visit 99designs.com/TN2 and you get a $99 power pack of services completely free. That's more designer time and attention. You get your designed features. You get twice as many designs. Variety is a good thing, right? 99designs.com/TN2. And thanks so much to 99 Designs for their support of Tech News Tonight. All right, it's guest time, and we've got Jason Snell, editorial director at Macworld, Tech Hive, and PC World, and often a guest here on the TWiT Network. Hello, Jason.
Hi, Sarah. It's great to be here.
All right, so this Time Warner cable merger. Do you think the FCC is going to approve this thing?
You know, who knows what the FCC is going to do? We got the FTC, we got the FCC, we got mergers and monopolies. And a lot of people are really upset about this because it's like more companies consolidating is usually bad for the consumer. And the funny thing is, it's pretty bad for the consumer already. If depending on where you live, chances are pretty good that your broadband internet monopoly is Comcast or Time Warner or someone else. So they're just sort of extending their monopoly over more places. So who knows? I wrote something about this today. I think it's a bad situation just getting a little bit worse. I would be surprised if this isn't approved by all the authorities. I think the real question is this enough when we just had a court ruling about the FCC being able to, if it wants, say that internet access is a common carrier situation, you know, maybe this creates enough of a hue and cry that they say, okay, we're going to do that. Because that's the real issue here is that companies like Comcast use their size and that broadband internet monopoly to stifle innovation on the internet. And people are worried that if net neutrality goes away, it's going to get even worse.
Well, you mentioned broadband. Obviously, this would affect cable TV viewers. I don't have a cable subscription at my house, but I certainly pay Comcast for my internet. How does it affect the broadband side of things?
Yeah, I that's the thing is there is competition in some place like television, but in broadband, there isn't a lot of it. And that's the concern. Look, I mean, Time Warner Cable, which is not, I should say, is not the same people who bring you CNN and Batman and things like that. It's just the cable. They used to be connected and now it's just the cable outlet. It's a big cable company and Comcast is a big cable company. And I think if you're a Time Warner subscriber, it has a potential big impact in that Comcast has been much more of an embracer of bandwidth caps than Time Warner has. Time Warner also has been working with third parties like Apple a little bit more, at least on the rumor side, than Comcast has. Comcast has invested a lot of money in their own DVR platform. So, you know, they're both big cable companies. It's a little bit like, you know, which one do you want to root for? Like, which cellular carrier do you want to root for? They're all big, bad companies.
Well, you mentioned Time Warner and Apple. How would something like this merger, if it does end up going to pass, affect an Apple TV partnership with Time Warner?
It's a great question, and it really depends on what, I mean, having been through a few mergers in my day, who wins and what's the attitude toward companies that aren't their box? I mean, like I said, Comcast has invested a lot in this Xfinity One product. Are they really going to want Apple to be a participant at all? On the other hand, maybe they look at what Time Warner Cable has been doing with Apple and they say, actually, that's pretty cool. And we're so big now that it doesn't matter. We'll let them on our system. I mean, TiVo is on these systems because of an act of Congress mandating that there be a cable card. That's not out of their own largesse. But I could see somebody like Comcast saying, well, we've seen what you've got in the lab with Apple at Time Warner Cable, and maybe that's fine. But there's no way to tell because these are just two giant companies. And when you stick them together, it's hard to say whether they're going to just get rid of the managers at Time Warner Cable, or is there going to be a real merger? And nobody knows because they're going to go department by department to find out.
All right. Well, thanks, Jason, for shedding a little bit more light on this somewhat confusing, huge merger. How can folks see more of your work on subjects like this and others?
Check out macworld.com and techhive.com and pcworld.com. That's where my day job is. And my podcast about pop culture is at theincomparable.com.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for being with us. Do come
thanks
back
for having
soon. Me. All right. Finally, we've got a lot to learn from termites. You heard that right. In fact, U.S. scientists at Harvard have developed small robots modeled after termites. You know, termites build big structures. They can go up really high. They're just working on simple tasks, though. They don't know their overall plans. It's not like there's an architect termite in the group. The Harvard robot versions sense just the immediate area and take cues from each other very termite-like. The researchers say that the decentralized approach to robot programming can have some really major advantages over sophisticated systems. For example, construction bots being sent into hazardous environments like disaster zones or even out into space. Well, that is it for this edition of Tech News Tonight. Do subscribe to the show at twit.tv/TN2. Our next newscast is tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for watching.
Bandwidth for Tech News Tonight is brought to you by CashFly.com.